60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, think about this. We're quickly closing in on Valentine's Day.
Woo!
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And for most people, that means scrambling to make last-second dinner reservations or grabbing a gift from the gas station convenience store on the way home. This guy got you a single rose.
Yeah.
Not a real rose. It's fake. It's also a pin.
It's aluminum.
And some chocolate. A Twix bar.
Yeah.
Or maybe scribbling a quick love poem on the back of a fast food receipt. Who knows?
Oh. Yeah, you do know romance.
Yep.
Yeah.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm using my hand while thinking of you.
Okay.
Oh. I don't think that's going to read right.
I think it's kind of nice.
But not all Valentine's Day celebrations are about hearts and flowers. In fact, one place is doing Valentine's Day a little differently, and that place is Hooters.
Oh, love that place.
Yeah, I figured they do Valentine's Day differently.
This year, Hooters is hosting the perfect anti-Valentine's Day event called Shred Your Ex.
Whoa.
And the restaurant chain is giving single people the chance to destroy pictures of their exes in return for a special deal. Buy 10 wings, get 10 more for free.
Uh-huh.
So shred your insides and also shred your ex.
That's going to make you look like you've really moved on.
Yeah.
I went to Hooters and shredded your pictures, and now I'm crying in the bathroom.
I'm doing fine.
Your server's like, are you okay? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
You can shred
I'm
a picture.
I'm at Hooters.
You can shred a picture of your ex online or in person. If you choose to do that online, you can upload the picture from your computer and then virtually shred it.
Whoa, really?
That's
then
lame.
Enter your email to redeem a coupon for the deal. And then, of course, share it on your social media again to let them know that you've moved on.
Yeah, I've moved on. I got 10 chicken wings from Hooters.
I actually forgot. All right? I actually forgot that we even dated.
Yeah. So. What's your name again?
Yeah.
You can also shred a picture in person at participating Hooters locations to receive that deal. Offer is only valid through February 14th.
Oh,
so.
Man.
That'd be awesome.
Gosh.
Go down to Hooters and shred your ex.
Did you make it through February 15th for all the people who screw up on Valentine's Day and then get dumped?
All right, it's time for your shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of that because she had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
I got Jubal.
Me, all right. Grab the shock caller. Okay, well, I'm putting that on. Jeff, please read me the shock caller question of the day.
The flu has been going around, and recently the Center for Disease Control put out warnings to help people defend against it, and they listed out the top four ways that people are most likely to spread the sickness. I'm going to tell you the situations, and you're going to have to rank them from least likely to most likely ways to get people sick.
Okay, I'm good at this.
This is a good PSA, too.
Okay, they are sneezing on someone or in their general direction, shaking a sick person's hand, touching your eyes, or kissing someone on the cheek.
Whoa.
I'll give you the list so you have all 4 points in front of you.
Right.
Rank them.
And I have to rank them.
Look at
least likely to most likely ways to get someone sick.
I like how Jeff just handed us out the four ways because he knows we can't remember.
We can't remember it. Yeah, I know. He's getting smarter. I'm going to go with four. Being kissing someone on the cheek, the lowest being kissing someone on the cheek.
Yeah. Mouth to face contact, you think that's the lowest way?
Yeah, I do.
I will say my mom worked for disease control for years, and sharing liquids is the worst thing. So sneezing on someone or in their general direction, I would assume is the worst.
Yeah, and if you've ever seen a sneeze in slow motion, when they show exactly how much stuff comes out of your body,
it's gross.
Okay, so you bottom one you think is kissing someone on the cheek.
Yeah, I think kissing someone on the cheek is the bottom because you can kind of control. You're not getting, like, fluids on you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but maybe. You aren't with shaking a sick person's hand either. And when you shake a sick person's hand, you can go wash your hands.
Well, yeah.
But most people probably don't.
Yes.
And you don't know where their hands have been. Mm-hmm.
And you
know?
Both have, like, oils right
where
on
do you
hands?
Think you're getting sickness from?
Well, you know, like they're sucking on their fingers all day long and they're shaking your hand.
Who sucks on their fingers all day?
Bite their nails. So what are you going to go with number three then?
Touching your eyes. Read the question one more time, Jeff.
The Center for Disease Control put out warnings to help people defend against the flu this season, and they listed the top four ways that people are most likely to spread the sickness. I'm telling you the four situations. There are sneezing on someone or in their general direction, shaking a sick person's hand, touching your eyes, or kissing someone on the cheek. You need to rank those from least likely to most likely ways to get sick.
Okay. I'm going to go with kissing someone on the cheek is the lowest. Touching your eyes.
But that's your own eyes. You're not even touching anybody else with your touching your own
eyes.
But
if you had touched your phone, yeah. If you touched anything else, touching your eyes, you get it into your system. Dang it, now I want to touch my eyes.
Okay, four, kissing someone on the cheek. Three, touching your eyes. Number two, shaking a sick person's hand. Number one, sneezing on someone or in their general direction.
You're just picking them in the exact opposite direction of what he explained.
Sure.
Like what he listed, you're just making it backwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
According to the Center for Disease Control, these are the top four most likely ways you can spread the flu between two people. The least risky is kissing someone on the cheek.
Researchers say it's uncommon
to transfer any sicknesses that way. Okay. Third is sneezing in someone's general direction.
Really?
If you're within 5 feet, you could ingest or inhale the water droplets, but it's still unlikely. Second most common is shaking hands because germs easily go from your hands into your system.
Yeah.
And the number one most common way to spread the flu is by touching your own eyes.
Really?
Researchers say it's like putting germs and diseases directly into your blood when you touch your eyes.
Great, I'm never going to forget that.
That makes sense, too, because kids get sick all the time. And that's all they do is touch their eyes.
Well,
they're rubbing their eyes, they're scratching their eyes.
Send
they're all
them to school with
eyes.
Protective eyewear from now on. All right, I got it wrong, and I got the lyrics to "I Want to Hold Your Hand" by the Beatles. Sing that before I get talking.
That's appropriate.
Sure colors on. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I tell you something, I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand.
I thought you were actually going to hit that home note.
Almost. Move at 92 points.